You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
While we can pay out of pocket, we can also be out of pocket. And not all of us agree about what it means if we are out of pocket.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. And with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
So, Anne, this week's question comes from Michigan Radio's program director, Zoe Clark, and our development director, Larry Jonas. They want to know where this saying comes from. For them, being out of pocket means, you know, somebody might send out an email saying, I'm going to be out of pocket for the next couple of hours. They're not going to be in the office for the next couple of hours. But I think that there's a few different ways you can use this, right?
There are. How do you use this term?
When I think of out of pocket, I think of out of pocket expenses, things that maybe your insurance company didn't cover, so you have to pay out of pocket.
You need to lay out some cash.
Yes. Yep.
For that. As I grew up, that is what out-of-pocket meant for me. Out-of-pocket expenses, that involved cash. This close relationship between pockets and money is fairly longstanding for reasons we can imagine. Where else should one keep one's money other than in your pocket? We have this in things like deep pockets, which means someone has a lot of money, to line one's pockets. In other words, pockets have long been associated with money. But I remember distinctly when my friend Peter, about 12 or 13 years ago, first used the expression out of pocket to mean that he was unavailable. And he said, oh, I can't do that Sunday or whenever it was. I'm out of pocket. And I knew exactly what he meant in context, so I didn't say anything. But in my brain, I'm registering this new use, thinking I've never heard that. And I liked it enough that I now use it because I think it's a fun way to say that you're unavailable. This raised the question of, okay, how did we get there? To explain, let's think about a few of the uses of out-of-pocket. The first use of out-of-pocket is related to the money meaning, and this is the oldest. It goes back to the 17th century, and in this case, to be out-of-pocket means you're broke.
Makes sense, considering the other meanings, yeah.
And you'll get expressions such as, he was 700 pounds out-of-pocket, or I'm a little out-of-pocket at present, as in I'm a little bit broke. On the flip side of that is in-pocket, which meant having money. So you get things like, you know, I was in pocket so I could go off and have some fun. The other use of out of pocket to mean unavailable shows up from what we can tell beginning of the 20th century. It doesn't appear to be regional. We're not entirely sure where it comes from. The speculation is that it may be related to the expression of being in a person's pocket.
Actually in a person's pocket.
Well, so metaphorically we say if you're in someone's pocket, it means that they control you.
Oh, you're under their thumb. Kinda.
You're under their thumb, yeah. That they are guiding you, controlling you in your actions, which could explain that if you're not in their pocket, if you're out of pocket, then you are not able to be controlled. You're unavailable. And that may be where out of pocket comes. Patricia O'Connor and Stuart Kellerman on their blog, Grammarphobia, put that speculation out there, and it's certainly plausible. Now, there is another use of out of pocket, which is out of line or acting in an unacceptable way or referring to a bad situation, that is out of pocket.
That was the meaning that my husband came up with, but we were all like, no, I've never heard that before.
That use, from what we can tell, comes from African-American usage. Jonathan Green includes it in Castle's Dictionary of Slang in 1998, and he speculates that it's coming from pool jargon, where an out-of-pocket shot requires someone to miss a turn. That's a bad situation, and that may be where that term comes from. But I hadn't quite thought through how many meanings of out-of-pocket we had, from money to being out of line to just being off the grid.
Well, that brings us to the end of the segment. I'm going to be around for a few more hours today, but I'm thinking you're probably going to be out of pocket, huh?
I think I'm definitely out of pocket.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.